One of the big stories in local broadcasting is a French-based media giant, Canal Plus, wanting to take over, or buy quite a significant amount of JC-listed video entertainment firm MultiChoice. And there's been quite a lot of reporting, some discussion about the local partners. And so we thought we'd get someone who has been following the story, independent film and TV critic, Tienis Ferreira, to tell us about what we know about this takeover deal. Tienis, as always, it's good to have you on the show. A very good morning to you.
Hello there.
Hi. So quite a lot of news about this deal. Canal Plus looking to increase their shareholding or acquire some shareholding in MultiChoice. What do we know about the story? What exactly does this deal look like?
So basically, Canal Plus is a French company that the overall big company's name is Vivendi. So it's Vivendi Canal Plus, and they want to grow. So obviously when you grow organically. If you look at the shop, you open more shops or you simply buy another shop. And Canal Plus also feeling the pressure in the broadcast and media space globally, where the streamers now reign supreme, like Netflix. They want to compete more effectively. So instead of growing organically, they just want to sort of take over another company. We've seen it happen with Disney buying Fox and Discovery buying Warner Bros. In America. We haven't really seen a lot of these media takeovers in the South African space because we don't really have a lot, and we also don't really have a lot that's of interest to international players. But Canal Plus, which is active on the African continent, they sort of had a gentleman's agreement with MultiChoice that they would operate mostly in French-speaking parts of Francophone parts of Africa, will not directly really compete with MultiChoice, although there is a little bit of overlap. Now decided that they want to get their hands on MultiChoice. Yesterday, the announcement came that they now own, they've once again gobbled up more ordinary shares. They now own 40% of MultiChoice. Mm-hmm. And they also made a formal offer of basically 125 rand. They've upped their offer to buy the whole of MultiChoice.
So what's in it? So I can see what's in it for, I guess, Canal, in that they expand themselves. Mm-hmm. What's in it for MultiChoice?
Not really a lot. MultiChoice really gets a big daddy, and they might become part of a bigger group. And then obviously for their shareholders, you get more money. Other than that, not really a lot. It just becomes part of, it's just sort of the ongoing consolidation globally, which we'll probably also see more of in the future in South Africa, of just like fewer and fewer companies and individual sort of units belonging to a few bigger groups. We see it happening in America as well.
I was reading an article that said if the deal goes ahead, that MultiChoice could be delisted from the JSE because they would now belong to Canal Plus.
Yes, so the one big thing that Canal Plus is trying to do, we've got something in South Africa called the Electronic Communications Act, or the ECA, and that limits foreign control. You can think of it limits foreign control of commercial broadcasting services. You can think of it as sort of like a protection rule. You don't really want, let's say, Russia or another country, let's say maybe controlling the SABC or something. So according to that, a foreigner may not directly or indirectly exercise control over a commercial broadcasting licensee, which in this case is now would happen. So we have to navigate through these regulations, and the two companies will sort of have to wiggle around and find a way of how they will be able to do that. And it might seem difficult, but also knowing companies, where there's a wall, there's a way. You see it in America, you see it anywhere. They do also have, if you look at America, they've got other types of regulations, but usually if they do want to push through a deal, it does happen. So it's going to be interesting if it happens. If you think in terms of the 40% ordinary shares, they almost already own half of MultiChoice anyway, so it's going to be interesting. One of the things that I haven't reported on yet and that I haven't seen anyone discuss or talk about is the nuance. The previous panelist in the water topic talked about the nuance. Think of this. All three of South Africa's local pay TV channels, SABC News, ENCA, and Newsroom Africa, all three of them exist directly because of MultiChoice. MultiChoice commissioned those TV news channels, and MultiChoice pays for them. If the MultiChoice money doesn't exist, those channels won't exist. If Vivendi buys MultiChoice, all three of South Africa's local pay TV news channels are owned by a French company. Do we want that? And there's lots of little things like that that are at play here, which I think people don't really think about.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a story we're going to discuss quite a bit as it develops. Tienis, thank you so much for your time this morning. Always great to have you on the show.
And I still wanted to hear what you bought on Temu this week, but have a great week there as well.
Thank you so much. That's independent film and TV critic Tienis Ferreira.